请我们读约翰一书。
Please turn to 1 John.
第一章。
1 John chapter 1.
我们一直要读到第二章第十一节。
All the way through chapter 2, verse 11.
虽然我们读的圣经多一点。
Though we may have much to read.
但是读的话语总是好的一件事。
But reading the Lord's word is a good thing.
那比人的话知道宝贝有多少。
It's much more precious than man's word.
所以我们从一章一节读到第二章十一节。
So we read from chapter 1 through chapter 2 verse 11.
让我们弟兄们读一节，姊妹们读一节。
Alternating between brothers and sisters.
好，弟兄们先读。
Brothers.
论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见所看见亲眼看过亲手摸过的。我们将所看见所听见传给你们，是你们与我们相交，我们乃是与父并那儿子耶稣基督相交的。神就是光，在他毫无黑暗，这是我们从主所听见又报给你们的信息。我们若在光明中行，就用神在光明中，就彼此相交，把儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。我相信啊，我将这些话写给你们，是要叫你们不犯罪。若有人犯罪，在父那里我们有一位中保，就是那义者耶稣基督。我们若遵守他的诫命，就晓得是认识他。凡遵守主道的，神在世的心在他里面，实在是完全的。从此我们知道我们的主在主里面。亲爱的弟兄们，我写给你们的不是一条新命令，乃是你们从起初所受的旧命令，就是你们所听见的道。人若说自己在光明中，却恨他的弟兄，而他如今还是在黑暗里。唯独恨弟兄的是在黑暗里，且在黑暗里行，也不知道往哪里去，因为黑暗叫他眼睛瞎了。好，谢谢。
Thank you.
到这里。我想，大多数弟兄姊妹都还记得，前一个礼拜，圣贤弟兄来的时候所交通给我们的话语。
I believe most of us remember, Brother, Sunshine Boys Fellowship of weeks ago.
他那一天是讲到我们和我们讲到交通这件事。
He fellowship concerning the matter of fellowship.
那么，这一件事，那给我非常深刻的印象。
This matter deeply impressed me.
因为实在是我们今天所需要的。
Because this is the thing that we need today.
也是所有神儿女们所需要的一件事。
It's needed by all God's children.
虽然这是一个非常基本的一件事。
So this is the fundamental issue.
是我们从蒙恩得救开头时我们就该学习的一个功课。
Something we need to learn once we're saved.
那是我们这日子过来之后，我们常常走来走去啊，就走偏差出去了。
But after some time, as we walk about, we stray away.
我们就离开了那这个根基。
We strayed away from the foundation.
因此，我在从许多的软弱和许多难处当中。
Consequently, we fall into much difficulties and
weaknesses. 所以，那圣灵就感动那约翰来写这一卷《约翰一书》。
That's why the Holy Spirit touched John to write First Epistle John.
这一卷书，我当我们从头一读到末了的时候。
When we read from the beginning to the end,
我们就看见他最主要的最主要的一件事就讲到交通的事。
The central point is a matter of fellowship.
虽然他就两方面的交通。
Though he gave it in two aspects.
一方面说到我们和主之间的交通。
On the one hand, he talks about fellowship between us.
一方面也说到我们彼此之间的交通。
On the other hand, the fellowship among us all.
实在是这两方面的事情就是这一件事情说的。
Two aspects are but one thing.
若是我们没有和主之间的交通，我们不可能有彼此之间的交通。
Without fellowshipping with the Lord, it's impossible to have fellowship with each other.
但我们彼此之间那个真实的交通，也是把我们带到和主的交通里面。
And the true fellowship among us ushers us to the fellowship of the Lord.
所以这两件事情是不能分开的。
So these two cannot be separated.
那么约翰一书特别重在一件事，头一方面。
And First John concentrates on the first aspect.
这是我们和主之间的交通。
That is our fellowship with the Lord.
因为这是个根基。
Because this is the foundation.
这也是一切那事情的原因，原因。
And this is the source of everything.
那么约翰为什么要写这一卷书呢？
Why did John write this epistle?
那么有弟兄们就告诉我们说，
Some brothers tell us.
说那时候教会的光景啊，有一些不正常。
The condition of the church at that time was abnormal.
那圣灵儿女们从那个属灵实际里面就偏差出去，而落在各种各样形式当中。
God's children have veered away from reality and fallen into formality.
我们注重外面聚会的方式。
We paid attention to outward manifestation.
我们也注重这个外面那许许多多的那个方法。
Paid attention to outward methods.
忽略了那个里面的那个属灵的实际。
Neglecting the inward reality.
我们知道什么叫做属灵的实际。
What is spiritual reality?
用句很简单的话来说呢，属灵实际就是指到主耶稣基督。
Simply put, spiritual reality points to Jesus Christ.
那因为在圣灵里面的主耶稣，他就是属灵的实际。
The spirit, the Jesus Christ who is in the spirit.
所以话语虽然有好多好多。
Is reality, even though God's word is many.
也讲到许多的事情。
Talks about many things.
但是这些话语和这一切的事情的那个里面的那个实际，那是主耶稣基督。
All these words and all these things inwardly all point to Christ.
所以我们若是光是注重外面的话语和外面的那许多事，而没有摸到里面主的话呢？
So if we only paid attention to the outward and not touch the inward,
那些外面都都没有什么价值。
All the outward is worthless.
当然，我们也应该有一个好的那个方法。
Surely we need a good method.
但是就是有好的方法，若是没有摸不着主，仍然是虚空的。
But having merely the good method and not touch the Lord, it is vanity.
许多时候，我们方法可能是错了。
Many times our methods may be wrong.
方式也不一定很好。
They may not be the best.
但是若是你在里面摸到主耶稣的话，
But if we touch the Lord inwardly,
那我们就在那得到供应。
And we would be supplied.
我们得到帮助。
We are helped.
我们得到力量。
We are strengthened.
我们就继续不断地往前去。
We're able to continue to go forward.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们说最重要的一件事就是那个属灵的实际。
Right, so this is the most important thing is the spiritual reality.
不能从这里面偏差出去。
You should never stray away from this.
那今天你光景岂不也是这样子吗？
Isn't it the same condition today?
好多时候圣灵儿女们所注重外面的一个方式。
Many times God's children pay attention to outward.
或者一切的方法。
Or methods.
也常常为了这些事情祈祷争执。
And argue and quarrel because of these.
有人以为说这样的方法是最好的。
And some people think this is the best way.
有人以为说那样的方法是属灵的。
Others feel the other ways are spiritual.
那无论是什么方法，
regardless of what method,
若是不能叫你摸着主的话呢，那个方法都虚空没有价值。
They don't help you to touch the Lord. They are vanity.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们不能从那个属灵实际里面划出去而。这个所注重那些外面的方式。
We cannot afford to slip away from spiritual reality to pay attention to our
life. 那这就是那个约翰写这一卷书那个头一个原因。
This is the first reason why John.
第二个原因呢，就是圣灵儿女们非常注重外面的活动，而 协商和主之间的交通。
Second reason he wrote this was because God's children paid attention to our activities and lacking fellowship with the Lord.
换句话说，我们注重外面的活动，我们没有和主发生直接的关系。
In other words, paying attention to our activities,
我们不过做许多。
Touch with the Lord.
我们不过做许多事情就是的。
You have done many things.
而里面和主没有直接的关系。
Without relationship with the Lord.
就是我们这些做的很好。
Even though we may have done well.
那么看起来那个是很有功效的。
And they seem to be effective.
但是若是我们和主没有直接的发生关系的话，仍然是没什么价值。
But if we do not have a direct relationship with the Lord, they are worthless.
那不过是像明基罗想的不一样。
They're nothing but sounding symbols.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们必须要回到注意一件事，就是和主之间的关系。
So we must return and pay attention to the relationship with the Lord.
那么我们要常常那借着交通来亲近主。
And by fellowship, we can come close to the Lord.
来摸着主。
And touch him.
那何等真是巴不得每一件的事物，每一个活动都是从主那儿出发的，发出来的。
How we wish everything comes out from the Lord.
那么我记得有一次有一位年长弟兄。
I remember an elder brother one
time. 然后对另外一位年长弟兄说一句话。
Told another elder brother.
就是说我觉得你们这个一同侍奉的主的弟兄姊妹应该有时间呢有点退休会。
And he said all you serving ones need to spend some time to have retreat.
那退休会并不是我们开一个聚会我们在讲讲道听听道就是了。
Retreat is not merely spending some time to hear a message.
当然知道我们能够退到主的面前去。
What he meant was to retreat into the Lord.
让我们有更多的时间来亲近主。
So that we have more time to draw nigh to God.
更多的时间从主那里有所领受。
To spend more time to receive from the Lord.
若是我们这样服侍的话呢
？If we serve in this way,
那我们的服侍就会力上加力。
And our service will be strengthened.
但是我们弟兄就那另外一位年长弟兄就回答他说
，And these other elderly brother answered.
我们是忙得很
，We're so busy.
我们没有时间呢，那开那个有退休会
，We don't even have time for a retreat.
因为我们工作做不过来
，Because we cannot even accomplish all our tasks.
那从这话来说，好像是很不错的。
And from outwardly speaking,
我们都是那里殷勤，那里服侍。
We're so diligently serving.
但是弟兄，我们缺少了一个实际的认识。
Brothers and sisters, we have lacked this one.
我们没有在那儿摸着主。
We have not touched the Lord.
没有从主那里那个吸取他的生命做我们的供应。
We have not drawn from the Lord His life supply.
我记得有一位弟兄。
I remember the brother.
因为昨天我们谈到他。
Because yesterday we talked about him.
就想到他。
And we remembered.
那么那位弟兄刚刚得救非常好。
That brother in the beginning was good.
那么他是很爱主。
He loved the Lord.
他实在是肯把自己完全摆在主的手里面。
He was willing to lay himself in the Lord.
虽然他外面的工作很忙。
Though outwardly he worked real hard.
那么许多事情也不是那么顺利。
And things didn't go as smooth.
他要花好多的时间在他的工作上面。
He had to spend much time in his work.
但是他是那热切的在那愿意服侍主。
But he served diligently.
那么实在是也非常可爱的弟兄。
He was a lovely brother.
那么这样弟兄们交给他做这件事情。
And the brothers committed certain things to him.
那他做的是很认真的去做。
And he worked zealously.
当然做得很不错。
And he did a good job.
那么这样再给他一件事情。
So they added something else to him.
那么那件事他也很认真的去做。
And he accomplished in a good way.
也做得还不错。
And he did it well.
那么这样一来呢，那么就一件事、两件事、几件事都加到他身上来。
So gradually many things were added to him.
那么他也不敢不忠心。
And he was fearful not to be.
因为这是主的事情。
Because these are the things of the Lord.
和他的事情不能相比。
His own job cannot compare.
他宁肯那对他的工作有点牺牲啊，但是他要忠心于主的事。
He would rather sacrifice his own job and be faithful to the Lord.
他就尽他所能的来去做。
So he did this very bad.
那么从外面来看呢，我们弟兄实在是一个非常热心的一位弟兄。
Hourly speaking, our brother was a zealous brother.
那么因此呢，就给他好多的名义，这个负责人，那个负责人，那个负责人，好多好多负责人。
So he received many titles and positions responsible to this and that.
那么这样的鼓励他呢，他就更殷勤这样去做。
These became encouragement to him to serve diligently.
做到一个地步。
To the extent.
他里头枯干了。
He was drying with it.
他里头啊，那个把里头所有一点都耗尽了。
He had used up all that he had to do.
开始不仅感觉疲倦。
Then he began to be tiresome.
开始非常的痛苦。
He was also very
sorrowful. 但是他也不愿意把这情形告诉人。
And he dare not tell anyone.
一告诉人的话，那这还得了。
The consequence would be great if he told anyone.
你这样一位热心爱主的弟兄。
To such a zealous one.
什么？您是也会那样枯干呢？
How can he be so dried up?
这样的疲倦呢
？How can he be so tired?
所以他外面就撑着来做这件事情。
So he put up a facade to continue to work.
撑到一个时候，实在撑不住了。
At the end, he could no longer carry on.
一次，一直到国外去，到国外去出差。
Once he went abroad for some business.
那么。他想弟兄姊妹都看不见了，我还偷偷地去看看电影吧。
He thought brothers and sisters not around, so I would go to some movie.
跑到电影院这样去看电影。
Went into a theater.
但是你知道，一个这个一个爱主的弟兄。
To a brother who loves the Lord.
他没有办法从世界的娱乐里头那个得到快乐。
He cannot gain true happiness from a worldly pleasure.
虽然是外面这样放松，但是里面还是不行的。
Even though outwardly he was lax, but inwardly he was not happy.
看完之后啊，里头更加痛苦。
Afterwards he was more sorrow.
除了那枯干的痛苦啊，那个没有得到解决，还加上良心的责备。
Aside from the dryness and the sadness within, he added condemnation.
那么这外不能解决那些喜乐和消遣，不能解决他里面的问题。
The outward pleasure could not solve his problem within.
等等，他回来之后。
So after he returned,
他有一次参加另外的地方的一个聚会。
He went to another meeting.
那弟兄正好讲到这个约翰福音。大概是第五章，可能是。
The sharing brother was talking about John chapter 5.
说到一个瘫痪的，那么已经瘫到三十八年。
About an impotent man for 38 years.
但是在那里一直是瘫痪的，没有办法那刚想起来。
He was so impotent, he could not be strengthened.
然后只等到主遇见了他。
Until the Lord met him.
那主对他说了话语。
And the Lord told him.
然后他不仅是那个瘫痪得了医治，而且刚想起来。拿起褥子行走。
Not only he was healed, but he was strengthened and got up and took his bed and walked.
那一篇信息把他带到主的面前。
That message brought him to the Lord.
那是他贺主又要了一个活的接触。
He gained a living contact with the Lord.
他从来得到力量。
He received strength.
他又刚强起来。
He became strengthened.
真是拿起褥子行走。
And he got up and took his bed and walked.
弟兄姊妹，我们不能忽略和主之间的接触。
Brothers and sisters, we cannot neglect our contact.
我们必须常常回到主的跟前来和主有接触。
We must always return to the Lord to touch him.
什么都可以离开，不能离开主。
We can forsake anything except the Lord.
他是那个活水的泉源。
He is the source of living water.
我们不能离开他。
We cannot forsake.
一离开他，迟早有一天我们会枯干的。
Once we leave him, sooner or later we'll be dried up.
不要说我们做属世的是这样。
Not to mention this is the way to carry on physical matter.
做属灵事也是这样。
Even spiritual matters.
我们不能离开他。
We cannot leave the Lord.
那么这是他们第二种情形。
This was their second condition.
那么第三种的情形呢？他们那个时候了，就那个在属灵追求上的也放松了。
And the third condition of the time was that they had become lax in their spiritual pursuit.
当他们外面环境在艰难的时候，那他在主面前，那个很和气的在追求主。
At the time of persecution, outwardly they pursued the Lord diligently.
这个环境改变了。
But when the our circumstances changed,
难处过去了。
Difficulty had passed.
在属灵追求上就有了一些的放松。
And they relax in the spiritual pursuit.
不是那样在火热热切的在追求主。
No longer seeking the Lord fervently.
就是呢，今天这也是神儿女们的光景。
For instance, this is the condition today in God's
children. 一碰到难处的时候，我们就拼命的祷告。
When we are under difficulties, we pray.
认真在祷告。
We earnestly pray.
那么难处一过去之后呢
？Once difficulties pass.
那么想，现在没什么问题了。
We think there's no problem.
那我们可以休息了。
We can relax some.
慢慢，我们属灵生活就放松下来了。
And our spiritual life suffers.
弟兄姊妹，当我们这样放松下来之后
，Once we relax in this way,
我们就看见 那我们里头力量就失掉了。
We'll discover we'll lose our strength.
那么这是今天我们也是今天我们所碰到一些问题。
This is also the problem we encounter today.
所以弟兄们，约翰写这一卷书，就是要把他们带回到原初的根基上面来。
The reason John wrote this epistle was to bring them to the original foundation.
把他们带到主的跟前来。
To bring them to the Lord.
不要宝贝之外的事物。
Do not treasure anything outside of the Lord.
要宝贝那个主的自己。
Treasure the Lord himself.
不要在那光是在外面在那活动。
Do not have outward activities.
必须在里头和主有活的接触。
But also have living contact with the Lord inwardly.
无论是环境怎样改变。
Regardless how circumstances change,
让我们引导主吸引的缘故，然后不断的在追求。
We will continue to pursue because it's attractive.
就像那他的仆人保罗一样。
Just like his servant Paul.
甚至年老的时候，他仍然在渴慕主的自己。
Even in his old age, he was still thirsting for God.
主不仅是把自己给我们一点点。
The Lord didn't give us just a little.
主乃是把自己丰丰富的来赐给我们。
He gave us abundantly.
他是哪里的丰富一位主。
He is a rich Lord.
他何等的盼望我们能得到他更多。
How he wished we would gain more of him.
所以弟兄姊妹，在保罗年老的时候，他仍然在呼喊着说：“使我认识主耶稣。”
And that's why Paul, in his old age, still cried out that I may know him.
认识到那个复活的大能。
And the power of his resurrection.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，让我们更多的认识。
Your friends is that we would know him.
好叫我们更多。得到主。
And we will gain him more.
所以他默拉又说，弟兄，我不是以为说自己得到了。
At the end, Paul said, I do not consider myself as having gained.
相当丰富。
Actually, he is very abundant rich.
他对主认识相当多。
He knew well of the Lord.
他得到主也是那么丰富。
He gained richly of the Lord.
但是在他的感觉里面，他说，我不是以为说自己得到了。
But in his own estimation, he does not consider himself as having gained.
完全了。
Or having perfected.
我乃是竭力追求。
But I pursue after.
好得到主耶稣所要我得到的。
That I may gain him for that which he gained me.
他所给我的是那里丰富。
The Lord had given me so much of himself.
是给我那么多。
So rich.
他是我今天所得到不过一点点就是。
But what I have today is but a little.
我要得到主耶稣所要我得到的。
I must gain that which he wants me to gain.
弟兄们，因为他这样的认识主的缘故。
Because he knows the Lord in such a way.
他是那里宝贝主的自己。
He treasures the Lord himself.
他整个一生时间呢在追求主。
He spent his whole lifetime in seeking, pursuing.
就是把我整个的时间都摆上去。
Spending all his time.
我们所得到的也不过是一些一点点就是。
All that we would have gained is but a little.
我们不能够再放松。
We cannot afford to relax.
无论是环境如何。
Regardless of circumstance.
无论是我们情况如何。
Regardless of condition.
我们要不断地在追求。
We need to continue to pursue the Lord.
借着各种的环境。
Through all circumstances.
借着各种难处。
Through all the difficulties.
使我们对主有更多的认识。
That we would know more of him.
好叫我们更多地得着他。
In order that we gain more of him.
充满了他。
And be filled of him.
能显出他更多地显出来的荣耀。
And manifest his glory abundantly.
约翰写这一卷书的背景。
This is the background by which John wrote the epistle.
所以约翰就圣灵的感动，就把他就写了那个约翰一书。
So under the influence of the Holy Spirit, he wrote the first John.
那这一卷书，刚才我们讲过，乃是讲到教和主的教导。
As we mentioned, this book is concerning the fellowship of the Lord.
就是把我们带到那个原初的根基上来。
That is to bring us to the original foundation.
再让我们来能摸着主。
That we would touch him anew.
来接触到主。
To touch him.
来享受主。
To enjoy him.
宝贝他的自己。
To treasure himself.
更多的得到主。
To gain more.
这是约翰写这篇书的。
This is the reason John wrote this letter.
弟兄姊妹，上次我们弟兄讲到交通，实在是我觉得是我们所有圣灵儿女们所需要的解释。
Last time as a brother mentioned about fellowship, I think this is our need.
我们要再回到这根基上面来。
We need to return to this foundation.
有整个一生一世，我们不要离开这根基。
Never to depart our whole life.
因为和主的交通就是我们属灵生活的和侍奉的一个根基。
Because the fellowship with the Lord is the foundation of our service.
所有的事，我们所有的事。神所有工作都是建筑在我们和主的交通上。
All God's word is built, work is built upon our fellowship with Him.
这根基神不做，神没有做什么事。
Once we depart from the foundation, God will not work.
就像我们弟兄在那里所讲的马太福音。
As our brother shared from Matthew.
你看主耶稣在加利利行走的时候。
As the Lord walked along Galilee.
结果有大光照在那个死荫幽谷里面。
There was great light shine in the valley.
以后他又再呼召门徒来跟随他。
Afterwards, he called disciples to follow.
那么以后他又这个。 马太福音五六七章，他要在教训门徒们。
Afterwards, Matthew 5, 6, and 7, he taught the believers.
天国的那个实际给他们看见。
And showed them the reality of the kingdom.
那以后又行走他们中间，这样一直长大麻风的，这样叫那个一个瘫痪的人能够得到医治。
And afterwards, he walked among them and healed all those who were stricken with diseases.
在我们读四福音书的时候。
As we read the four accounts of the gospel,
他做了许许多多的事情。
We saw he did many things.
但是弟兄们，我们这个圣餐，我们弟兄们告诉我们是吧
？As our brother told us,
他说今天主在我们身上工作，不是在外面，那是在我们里面。
Today the Lord's work is not outward but inward.
他说一切的都是在我们里面。
Everything is done inward.
光不是外面的光。
The light is not an outward
light. 光是照在我们里面。
The light shines deep within.
他的呼召不是外面一个呼召。
His calling is not an outward calling.
是头上呼召我。
But an inward calling.
他对我的教训也不是外面的教训。
Teaching is not outward.
是你头在里面教训。
But an inward teaching.
所以弟兄们，今天就所有工作都在我们里面。
Francis, all the work today is done inwardly.
当初他在地上怎样做这件做那件事。
How he did this and that in his day.
今天他要在我们里头来重复做这些事情。
Today he repeats the same thing inside of us.
我们怎么样让主在我们身上做工呢
？How do we allow the Lord to work inside?
主做工的根基乃在于我们和他之间的交通。
The foundation of the Lord's work is dependent upon our fellowship with him.
亲近主。
As we come nigh unto him.
和主交通的时候，有光在那照着我们。
The light will shine upon us.
就主的声音。主主的呼召临到我们的身上
，and the Lord's voice and calling will come upon us.
主给我们标准化的教训
，and He will teach us.
那个教训都是生命，都是灵。
And those teachings are spirit and life.
那个教训才是有真实的果效的。
And those teachings would bear a real fruit.
就所有的工作都在于我们和主之间的交通。
Today, all God's work is hinged upon our fellowship.
那么这一卷书它也讲到，也有个特点。
This book has a special characteristic.
就是它特别给我们感觉到那个家的那个伟大。
And it gives us a true sense of family.
所以当约翰在讲话的时候，或者写这书信之后呢，就感觉非常的儿女非常的亲切。
So as we read this letter, we sense it is very dear and sweet.
那就是他把那个。把我们带到神的家。
He not only brought us to the house of God.
他也实在的给我们看见，我们都是在神的家的里面。
He truly showed us we are in the family of God.
他称弟兄姊妹，我的孩子们呐。
That's why he called God's children my little ones.
在你们中间有婴孩。
There are babies among you.
有少年人。
There are young people.
也有父老。
There are fathers.
弟兄姊妹，这不是家的一种表现吗
？And is not this the manifestation of family?
这就是一个家。
This is a family.
那什么是个家
？So what is a family?
家乃在于统一的生命。
The family is dependent upon the same life.
无论是家里面孩子有多少。
However many children there are.
也许七个八个。
Maybe 7 or 8.
也许是十几个。
Maybe a dozen or so.
那孩子们是那么多。
Even though there are many children.
他们里头呢有同一的生命。
But they all have the same life.
那这个生命就把众人连在一起，使他们成了一个家。
This life unites them to be one family.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们今天成为神的，我们今天成为神的家也是这样。
This is for us to be God's family.
不是，我们加入基督教会，我们就在神的家里面了。
Now that we have enlisted in God's family, we become His family.
也不是，我们在热心在服侍，我们就在神的家里面。
Not dependent on how zealous we serve.
乃是我们蒙恩得救之后。有那神把神把他的生命给了我们。
But after we're saved, God gave us His life.
那么接着这生命就把我们众人连在一起。
By this life, He unites us together.
使我们能够成为神的家。
That we become His family.
那么另外一方面呢
？On the other hand,
一个家呢也是分享那这统一的生命。
A family is a place that you enjoy the same life.
虽然是那个个人的表现不一样。
Even though each has his own manifestation.
个人有的脾气一点，有的脾气慢一点。
Some are quick tempered, some are slow.
有的这个难办一点，有的好办一点。
Some are easy going, some are difficult.
这孩子们的各种各样的表现都有的。
All children have different manifestations.
那么实在是一个父亲所生的，但是呢，表现出来都不大一样。
So they are all begotten of the same father, but they manifest differently.
就是呢，我们因为看见他们实际表现，都是把父亲生命在表现出来的。
But we see all their manifestation is to manifest the father's life.
我常常说，你不要看你的孩子就这样。
Often I say, don't just look upon your children.
把你的生命的表现出来了。
He is manifesting. He is manifesting your life.
你生命的本质就是这样一种光景。
Because your life has the same essence.
那有的好的方面。
Some are good.
有的也不大好。
Some are not so good.
所以弟兄姊妹，借着我们的孩子们，就把我们这个 这个人表现我们的这个生命表现出来。
So we are expressed through our children.
教会也是这样。
Church is the same.
我们虽然有千千万万
，though there are myriads，
但是这么多的神的儿女们，我们同领受一个生命。
All these God's children receive the same life.
我们也同分享这个生命。
We enjoy the same life.
把那个生命，然后接着我们这么多的人把它表现出来。
And this life is manifested by all these people.
我们人都喜欢一样的。
Men like to be the same.
但是我们神他是不他是要需要多样的。
But God enjoys diversity.
那么借助各种各样的表现，才能把它表现得更完全。
Through the manifestation of all different things, they can manifest it perfectly.
他的生命是太丰富了。
Because his life is so abundant.
有各种各样的性质。
There are all different characteristics.
那是借助神的儿女们把各种各样性质来表现出来。
It takes all God's children to manifest all his characteristics.
从来不做统一的工作。
God is never doing a work of uniformity.
我是这样，你们也都是这样。
And this way, you must be this way.
谁不做这样事？
No, he doesn't do this.
神乃是把让我们这个生命从里头活表现出来。
He wants us to manifest his life from within.
各种各样的样式的。
From all different manifestations.
就好像他所创造的宇宙万有一样。
Just like the creation.
甚至一朵花，你看看那个花的那个这个表现都不一样。
Even the flowers, they all have different manifestations.
有这样颜色，有那颜色。
Now, this color, that color.
不能说你喜欢红颜色，统统都要红的。
It's not that you like red color, so everything must be red.
他喜欢黄的颜色，统统都要黄的。
The other one likes yellow, everything must be yellow.
神不是这样。
God is not the same.
神乃是让他生命从我们这表现出来。
God manifests his life from within.
有各种各样的样式。
Through all kinds of circumstances.
也许按照我们天然来说呢，我们不大喜欢。
Naturally speaking, we may not like it.
但是在属灵界里却是非常的美丽。
But in spiritual realm, it is beautiful.
因为虽然有各种不同的表现。
Even though there are different manifestations.
但是却是那么的和谐。
But it is so harmonious.
那么的一致。
So uniform.
都是被连在一起的。
All are united together.
弟兄姊妹，这就是我们。这就是生命。
This is life.
既然神的生命在我们里头也是这样。
God's life in us is the same.
这个生命来把我们带到交通里面。
This life brings us to fellowship.
那什么是交通呢？
So what is fellowship?
交通就有这两方面的意思。
Fellowship has these two aspects.
一方面是把连在一起。
On the one hand, to unite us.
成了，众人成了一个。
All have become one.
另外一方面。
On the other hand.
乃是把那个，接着把那个生命表现出来。
To manifest life.
各自而表现。
Different manifestations.
都是表现那同一的生命。
Manifesting is the
same life. 这个就是交通。
This is a fellowship.
一方面来说，我们借着交通，我们连接在一起的。
On the one hand, through fellowship, we are united together.
另外一方面来说，我们也借着交通来分享这个生命。
On the other hand, through fellowship, we share this life.
来享受那个主生命的丰富。
To enjoy the riches of his life.
把主的生命让完全那个表现出来。
To completely manifest his life.
那么交通就这两个意思。
So these are the two aspects of fellowship.
我们和主的交通也是这样。
Our fellowship with the Lord is the same.
我们和主的交通，第一乃是我们和主有活的接触。
Our fellowship with the Lord first must have a living contact.
我们和他连在一起。
We must be united with him.
那虽然是他是那么的圣洁，那么的荣耀。
Though he is so holy and glorious.
我们是这样的不配。
And we are so unworthy.
但是借着生命把我们和他连在一起了。
Through life he has united us.
我们和主那是联合合而为一的。
We have been united into one.
他不仅是在外面是这样。
Not only outwardly.
在我们里面也是这样。
Inwardly it is so.
他就在我们里面。
He is in us.
我们也在他里面。
And we are in him.
那我们和他和我们是完完全全的合而为一的。
We and him, he and us are completely one.
在什么地方是合而为一的呢？
Where are we one?
就是在这生命里头，我们和他是完全连在一起。
We are completely in union with him in life.
我们的生命好像一道那个河流一样。
That life is just like a river.
就把我们这许多在下流里面，那么连到那个源头去。
That unites us, those who are in downstream to the upstream.
和那河的源头那连在一起。
United us to the source.
那不但这样。
Not only so.
那并且呢，也让我们来享受这河里面一切的丰富。
Also allows us to enjoy all the riches of the river.
你看见，甚至在新耶路撒冷有一道生命水的河流。
You see, even in New Jerusalem, there is a river of life.
那个河流是从宝座而流出来的。
It issues from the throne.
那么只有一道河流。
There's only one river.
没有。两道
，It's not two.
那么河流在运行、在流转的时候
，As the river flows，
你就看见那不仅是把十个东西都和宝座连接起来
，Not only unites everything with the throne，
也并且也让这个和那个两旁所有些那个树木那个都在那吸取那个河里丰富。
And the trees along both banks receive of the riches of the river.
那么接住那个生命树的果子。
And bear the fruit of the tree of life.
也可能开出生命的花。
And maybe they have also
the
flower of life.
它的花也好，果子也好。
Whether it's flower or fruit.
都是应当它是来吸取这生命水的河流。
It is all the result of drawing from the river of life.
它是那里丰富。
He is so rich.
成为我们一切的供应。
It becomes our supply.
各弟兄姊妹，这就是交通。
Brothers, this is fellowship.
那么，我们弟兄也讲到那个交通的经历。
A brother also mentioned the experience of life.
刚才我已经和弟兄这边提过一点点。
I have mentioned a little bit with you.
在约翰一书里，他也给我们看见那交通的经历。
First John, he shows us also the experience of fellowship.
那虽然没有像我们弟兄讲马太福音讲的那么的丰富。
Even though it is not described as well as in Matthew.
但是约翰一书所提到这四件事是那是基本的。
What John mentioned are basic.
就把哪一切都统统都包括在这四方面的。
They included all in four aspects.
那我们喝主教中头一方面的经历。
Our experience in the first aspect.
就是蒙到光照。
Is to be enlightened.
所以我们怎么知道我们喝主已经连接在一起
？How do we know we're united with the Lord?
我们怎么知道我们在享受主的生命
？How do we know we enjoy His life?
我们喝主有那个亲密的交通呢
？And have intimate fellowship.
那是头一件事情，那是我们蒙到光照。
Firstly, is up to our being enlightened.
我们说我们喝主有交通。
We cannot say we have fellowship with the Lord.
我们还在黑暗里头。
And yet still walk in darkness.
这个是不可能理解。
It is impossible.
你真是和主交通的话。
If you truly fellowship with the Lord.
你一定在碰到光的。
You must have encountered light.
神就是光。
Because God is light.
所以我们和神在靠近的时候。
So as we draw nigh unto God.
我们和神在接触的时候。
And contact God.
他的光就照在我们里面。
His light in light illumines us.
他这光也像我们信经所说那个大光。
As our brother mentioned, this is a great light.
但是并不是外面一个什么光。
It is not an hour light.
也不是里头一个怎样的厉害的光，一个大光。
Or even not even an inward great light.
是啊，那光的果效是大的。
Even though the effect of light is great.
但是我们感觉上呢，并不是很大。
But our feeling is not that great.
很多时候乃是一个里头一个微弱的感觉。
Much of the time is but a very small weak feeling within.
一个微小的声音。
Or a still voice.
当我们里头有了这感觉之后。
When we have this feeling,
那个感觉就从生命里产生出来的。
That feeling is produced from life.
那个就是我们里面的光。
That is the light within.
所以你不要轻看那一点微小的感觉。
So do not despise that small voice.
也不要轻看那一点小的光。
Or that small flicker of light.
我们一直盼望要得到保罗那大的光。
We envy Paul's great light experience.
这个光啊，就把我们都打倒下来了。
And to strike us down.
那么很多弟兄姊妹，我们从我们经验里头，我们这是奢望。
Many brothers and sisters are disappointed.
就不是这样带领每一个人。
The Lord doesn't lead us in the same way.
就常常所给我们那些一些小的光。
Much of the time, He gives a small flicker of light.
小的感觉。
A very small feeling.
因为神就是光。
Because God is light.
当我们和主他接触的时候，
when we contact God,
我们里头就碰着了光。
We encounter light.
那么这个光啊，就在我们里头照亮出来。
And this light illumines us.
就使我们里头有了一些的感觉。
And we will produce some feeling.
这些感觉都是很重要的。
These are very important feelings.
你知道，把小的光都聚在一起，就变成大的光。
If you put all the small light together, it becomes a great light.
若是一等候大的光，那不理小光的话呢？
If you continue to wait for a great light and pay no attention to small light,
一直留在黑暗里面。
You continue to linger in darkness.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们要注重主在我们里头所给我们的感觉。
Dear brothers and sisters, we need to pay attention to that feeling within.
所以，我们感谢主。
We praise the Lord.
我们能得救了。
We're saved.
那最宝贵的，主把他生命给了我们。
Most precious thing He gave us is life.
这生命在我们里头就是人的光。
The light within is the light of man.
光照在里头时候，我们就有了感觉。
When the light illumines, we will produce a feeling.
若是我们顺服的感觉的话，
if we obey the feeling,
那我们生命就会在，我们就和主在和神之间有了交通。
We will then have fellowship with the Lord.
我们就会得到更多的丰盛的生命。
We will receive more abundant life.
那我们里头就那光啊，就会比较更强一点。
The light will be strengthened.
我想这个是我们大家都该有的经验。
This must be the experience we all should have.
你还没有，我从来没有过这样经验的话呢。
Never have such experience.
那就是我们对我们得救要打个问号了。
We need to question our salvation.
如是你得救，你得救了。
If you're truly saved.
不管有没有听过这个道理。
Whether or not you have heard this message.
也不管有没有知道这种教训。
Whether you know this teaching.
但是我们里头就有了这样的经历。
We all must have this experience.
我们得救之后里头就不一样了。
It is different once we're saved.
里头常常啊，里头有了光照。
We often will be illumined.
怎么知道我们有了光呢？
How do we know we have light?
那光啊，它最主要的功用就是显明。
The chief character of light is to manifest.
就是屋子里没有光的话，都是黑暗的。
If there's no light in the room, it will be dark.
光一发生的时候
，When light comes,
你就看见，那就把东西显明出来了。
Everything is manifested.
啊，我说那光就那显明出来。
It manifests God's light.
把我们整个聚会的情景都显明出来。
Manifest a conditional meeting.
那光啊，就是为了显明的。
The light is for manifestation.
所以在我里头那个生命跟那个光照我们的时候。
So when that life illumines us today,
那给我们的感觉
gives us a feeling,
就把我们这个人呢显明出来的。
It exposes us.
我们从前若是随便这样讲话，
if we were careless,
若是我们还喜欢开玩笑呢，
or love to joke around,
当你蒙恩得救，没有人告诉说不可以开玩笑。
And once you're saved, nobody should tell you, don't joke around.
但是当你在又开玩笑的时候呢？
And if you start to joke around again,
你就有感觉。
You would have a feeling inward.
你就有禁忌的感觉。
You would have a restriction within.
这个也不是犯罪。
And you say, this is not sin.
这个大家在一块谈一谈说说笑笑不是很好吗？
We're here together joking around, it is not bad.
我们可以这样讲理由。
We can reason.
但是那个光就照在那个地方。
But that light, will shine on that spot.
因为我们要宝贝着光。
For instance, we need to treasure that light.
或有时候我们说话不准确。
Many times we're not precise in our speech.
或者我们和人有什么过不去。
Or something cross over.
不管我们有没有理由。
Whether or not we have reason.
你就看见那光就照在我们里面。
We'll see the light shine within.
没有看见，这是主不喜欢的。
You see, this is something that displeases the Lord.
所以主一把我们的光就给我们显明出来。
The light exposes that.
主弟兄姊妹。
The brothers and sisters.
我们实在感谢主。
We praise the Lord.
当我们那个。蒙恩得救之后
Once we're saved,
我们里面就亮了、
we are enlightened
我们对自己就有真实的认识
We have true knowledge of ourselves
那昨天我们一位姊妹从另外地方来
Yesterday sister came from another place
就说到他们在 那地方的有点的服侍
She talked about her service in that place
有一夫妇两个人、
It was a couple
这个太太呢是很能干的一个人
The wife is very capable.
先生呢是很会读书的一个。
The husband is very studious.
当然呢就赶不上太太那么能干。
And he is not as capable as her.
太太就还不满意。
So she is not happy with him.
说先生这样不对，那样不对，好多好多，对不对？
And she accuses him, he's not right, this or that and the other.
当然也跟人别人在那儿发牢骚。
And she murmured to the other people.
那么先生因为光顾着读书不大讲话、
The husband only studies, does not talk much.
所以在人的面前比较吃亏一点。
So he suffers a little bit before man.
就他讲是讲很多。
So she talks a lot.
讲了很多他现在难处。
And talks about his problem.
他说我已经忍耐他有七八年了。
She said, I have suffered because of him for 7 or 8 years.
再忍不下去了。
I can't stand anymore.
那我要我要离婚了。
I want to divorce him.
那我不要结，将来不要结婚了。
And I will not marry again.
因此，我们的姊妹就跟他在谈。
Our sister was talking to him.
看见，错都是你错。
And she saw all the mistakes that he did.
都是你错。
It is you who commit all the mistakes.
当他们也在一同的祷告。
As they pray together.
当主的光照他里面的时候。
As the light of the Lord comes.
他就在忧伤，在痛。在痛苦
and she was grieving and was sad
看见那个她的错
she saw her own mistake
不是她丈夫错
not that her husband committed mistake
她的错
but her own mistake
整个人改变
her whole life was turned around
不是你在教导她
nobody was teaching her
不是你在讲理由给她
nobody's reasoning
在主的光一进来之后呢她对自己有了认识
once the light comes she has a true estimation of herselfknows herself.
我们在圣经里头，我们也读到这样的事故事。
We read the same story in the Bible.
我们常常讲到约伯记。
We read about Job.
你看约伯岂不是这样一个人吗
？Was Job not the same kind of person?
他实在是远离恶事，那个敬畏神的一个人。
He was far removed from evil.
连神
，He was righteous.
都在称赞他。
Even God had a high praise of him.
是很完全的。
He was perfect in every way.
那么在当地可能是一个很好的人。
Maybe he was a righteous person at his place.
他也常常让献祭。
And he often offers sacrifices.
不仅为了自己献祭，
not just for himself,
因为他孩子们在献祭，
also for his children.
恐怕他孩子在得罪神。
He was fearful that his children offended God.
这个人不仅行为是完全的，
so not only he had a perfect deed before God,
他也实在是一个敬畏神的一个人。
And he was a pious person.
也可能是一个很爱神的人。
Maybe one who loved the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，像我们看，那这样人是已经很不错了。
For instance, as in our estimation, this is a good man.
弟兄姊妹，他自己也是这样以为。
And he thought so himself.
我有什么错呢？
Do I have any fault?
我有什么不对的事情呢？
Did I commit any sin?
你看见一再一而再的难处临到身上。
And you see problems come over and over to him.
那么大的难处。
Great difficulty.
从来他不发怨言。
And he never murmured.
不埋怨。
He never complained.
反而了在敬拜神。
And he even worshiped God.
当时把一切所有拿去的时候。
When God took everything away.
他说我这个赏赐的耶和华，收取的也是耶和华。
He said, Jehovah giveth, Jehovah takes away.
耶和华是应当得的称颂。
The name of Jehovah should be praised.
弟兄姊妹，就在身体受了重的疾病。
As he was very sick.
甚至家里都在离开了他。
And all in the family have forsaken him.
他仍然无一口在犯罪。
He would not even sin because of his speech.
他是个敬畏神的人。
He was one who was pious.
叫我们得福，难道神没有权利叫我们受祸吗？
And he said, God blesses us, doesn't he have the right to curse us?
恐怕这样的话我们都说不出来的。
We cannot say such a word.
碰到难处啊，我们这个最少是唉声叹息。
If we can encounter difficulties, at the very least, we would die.
要不然就怨天尤人。
Or we would blame heaven and people.
所以
约伯
实在不是这样情形。
But with Job, it's not so.
那以后神就打发他三个朋友来看他。
Later on, three friends came to visit him.
这三个朋友一句话都不说。
First, they didn't say a word.
过了七天之久的时间。
They sat with him for 7 days.
实在约伯忍受不住了。
So Job couldn't stand anymore.
开口在讲话了。
And he began to speak.
然后那个朋友们就轮流的打定他罪。
And the three friends took turns to condemn him.
是你错。
You're wrong. You're wrong.
你说不错的话，为什么这事临到你身上？
If you're not wrong, how can these things come upon you?
你是义人的话，
If you're righteous,
那神一定祝福你。
God will bless you for sure.
叫你环境顺利。
And to give you good circumstances.
叫你那个事业兴旺。
To bless everything that you work.
今天你遭遇这样难处，神在惩罚你。
Today you encounter such problem because God is judging you.
是你错。
Because you have wrong.
他心里实在不服气。
But he would not obey his word.
每个朋友在定他罪，定他一篇罪，他就回答一篇。
So after every friend to condemn him, he would respond.
一直为了自己在辩论。
He would defend himself.
那么就讲理由。
He would reason.
那时候了，他实在说，我没办法了，碰到神。
At the end, he said, "I cannot."
那你看他的里面的确就是一点错都没有。
So you see, inwardly he felt he did not sin at all.
他能把他的光景摆到神的面前。
He wanted to lay everything before God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Francis,
虽然那些朋友们没办法把他讲服。
Even though his friends could not persuade him.
但是当神向他显现。
So when God manifested himself,
他遇到神。
When he encountered God,
神的光就照到他里面。
God's light illuminated.
光景在显明出。
Exposes all his condition.
我从前从未有你。
It's a formerly I heard of you.
现在亲眼看见了。
Mine eyes see it.
因此我在芦荟中懊悔我自己。
Therefore, I repent in dust and ashes.
就是许多时候我们自己以为义。
Many times we're self-righteous.
没有碰到神。
We do not encounter God.
我们在黑暗里面。
We dwell in darkness.
若是我们遇见主的话。
If we encounter God.
我们碰到光的话。
We encounter light.
也许这些主会把我们最深处的光景都用显明出来。
This is the Lord will expose our true deepest condition.
甚至于把我们灵与魂骨节与骨髓都能够赤裸剖开。
He would even pierce asunder a spirit from soul, bone from marrow.
在他面前，没有一件事情，那么隐藏的。
But everything will be laid bare before him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
it runs this way.
所以神就是光。
God is light.
当我们碰到他的时候，
when we encounter him,
我们就蒙了光照。
We're enlightened.
对我们自己有了认识。
We will have a self-knowledge.
神这样把我们显明出来。
God exposes us such a way.
不是为了来定罪我们。
Not to condemn us.
并不是为了来惩罚我们。
Not to punish us.
神这样来显明我们，那是为了拯救。
God exposes us to save us.
弟兄姊妹，我们若是不认识自己的话
，If we do not know ourselves,
我们就不会知道那个主耶稣宝血有何等大的价。
We never know the precious worth of His blood.
我们常常说主的血遮盖，主的血遮盖。
We often say the blood of the Lord covers. The blood of the Lord covers.
成长因为口头禅，我们不知道那血的价值。
It had become a cliche. We do not know His word.
我们不知道血的宝贵。
We do not know the precious.
我们若真是看见我们自己光景的话
，We truly see ourselves.
让我们看见我们何等需要主的血。
We know how we need His blood.
那就那个血，它不再是一个那个这个一个普通的血。
And that blood is no longer a common blood.
像彼得说，那是宝血。
But as Peter said, a precious blood.
耶稣的宝血。
The precious blood of the Lord Jesus.
他实在对自己有了认识。
Because Peter truly knew himself.
看见主耶稣所流的血，那是宝血。
He saw the blood of the Lord as precious.
哪有功效？
It was so effective.
不仅赦免了他的罪
，Not only forgiving his sins,
也把他所有罪都给他洗干净了。
Cleanses all his sins.
使他仍然能够侍立在神的面前
，so that he could stand before the Lord.
能做一个侍奉神的人。
To be one who serves the Lord.
弟兄姊妹
，Francis,
主显明我们
，The Lord exposes us.
乃是为了要来赦免我们
，In order that he may forgive us.
要洗净我们
，To cleanse us.
免得将来有一天的时候。
So that one day,
我们到了审判台前
，as we come to the judgment seat,
那个时候不仅会把我们罪当显明出来
，not only it exposes all our sins,
也把我们所有遇到罪而生的罪子罪孙的都带到审判台前。
Will bring all the fruits of sin to the judgment seat.
到那一天，我要感觉何等的羞耻。
In that day, we will be so shameful.
亲爱的兄弟们，
而是
我们要来到主的面前。
We need to come to the Lord.
让他来检查我们。
To allow him to scrutinize
us,
to examine us,
让他来光照我们,
to illuminate us,
给我们看见我们里头有什么恶行没有,
to show us if we have any wrong deeds, evil deeds. We confess our sins.
他是信实的,
he is faithful,
是公义的,
and righteous,
必要赦免我们,
to forgive all our sins, and cleanse all our unrighteousness.
感谢赞美,
thank and praise
God. 弟兄们不要说那小的罪,
for instance, not to mention small sins,
一般的罪,
or common sins.
就是很严重的罪
，but even serious sins
都能赦免。
The Lord can forgive.
只要我们蒙了光照
，as long as we're enlightened，
我们承认自己的罪
，and confess our sins，
赦免我们的罪
，He will forgive our sins，
洗净我们一切的
，cleans all unrighteous。
他不仅是为了我们死
，He not only died for us，
他乃是为了普天下人的死
，He died for all，
也就是普天下人所犯的罪
，the sins of all under heaven。
不知道有多少。
It's not knowing how much.
也不知道多可怕。
We don't know how horrible they are.
也是为他们。
And the Lord Jesus died for them.
让洗净上他们的罪。
His blood can cleanse all their sins.
无论是我们的光景如何。
However our conditions are.
我们在主的光底下。
As we stand under His light.
来到主的跟前。
We come to Him.
承认自己罪。
Confessing our sins.
他是信实的。
He's faithful.
是公义的。
And righteous.
必要赦免我们罪。
To forgive all our sins.And cleanse all our rights and righteousness.
当我们这样的罪得到赦免之后
，as our sins are forgiven this way，
看见那个主的光，又把他的儿子，把他自己来启示给我们。
Following that, we will see the Lord revealing through His light His Son.
所以那个光照，一方面是把我们的光景来显明出来。
The light on the one hand exposes our condition.
另外一方面是把主耶稣启示在我们。
On the other hand, to reveal Christ within us.
神的光一定照在那个主耶稣面上。
The light of the Lord has shined upon the face of Jesus Christ.
看见神荣耀的光。
For us to see the glory on His face.
现在耶稣身上。
Manifest on His face.
神的光把他的儿子在启示给我们。
God's light revealed Christ to us.
让我们认识神的儿子。
So that we would know His Son.
弟兄姊妹，认识神的儿子有一个怎样的证明呢
？And this is what is the proof that we know His Son.
你若真认识神的儿子的话
，If you truly know His Son,
能够顺服他的命令。
You will obey His commandment.
很多时候我们不能顺服主的命令。
Many times we do not obey His commandment.
我们不认识神的儿子。
It's because we do not know His Son.
神把他儿子启示到我们里面。
If God reveals His Son in us.
那个启示不仅是看见。
That revelation not only shows us.
那个看见乃是个力量。
That seeing becomes a strength.
让我们能够顺服。
So that we are able to obey.
我们若是说我们是认识神的。
We say we know God.
但是我们不是没有遵行神的命令。
But do not obey His commandment.
那一个就是说谎的。
be lie.
我们若是真是认识主的话，
we truly know God，
不是在头脑里认识，
not merely having a mental knowledge，
我们里面就那个对他，我们看见了他，
we have seen him inward，
他把儿子启示给我们，
he revealed himself，
然后里面认识他之后，
when we know him inward，
就看见我们有力量顺服，
we see we have a power to obey him，
喜欢大遵行主的命令，
and are glad to obey his command。
我很高兴，
I'm very happy，
最近接到一位年轻的姊妹来信，
receiving a young sister's letter.
她从前都是在休斯顿的。
Formerly she lived in Houston.
我对她相当认识。
I know her very well.
虽然所谈的话并不太多，彼此谈的话并不。
Even though we didn't have much conversation.
每次机会差不多看见她。
I saw her almost in all the meetings.
但是每一次看见她的时候啊
，Every time I saw her，
都叫我心里头感觉相当担忧。
I was troubled and worried.
但是我没办法。
But I was powerless.
不知道要打算好
didn't know what to do，
因为他每次机会啊，人在心不在。
Because in all the meetings, she was present physically, but her heart wasn't there.
你说她人在心不在呢
？You said, how do you know her physically was there, but heart not？
就看出来。
You can tell by your eyes.
这眼睛啊，在呆呆的。
Her eyes were glassy eyes.
你在那讲笑话，她也不笑。
You maybe speak a joke.
你讲严重的事情，她也不严重，根本没有听进去。
She did not receive your word.
还可能脑子里是想这个想那一个想。
Quite possibly, her mind was wondering about other things.
那一点办法都没有。
You're powerless.
这个，都感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
那么就带她到外国去读。
The Lord brought her to another place to study.
那这个糟糕了。
Trouble comes.
那么在家里头嘛，还有父母亲管。
She was controlled by her parents at home.
那起码还来参加聚会。
At the very least, she was contributing.
有一次有机会能够遇见主。
Sooner or later, she had opportunity to encounter the Lord.
到外面去的鸟啊，从笼子里出去。
But now she has gone to another place. It's like a bird escaped from the snare.
那不晓得要飞到什么地方去了。
No one knows where she flies.
哎呦，所以我就很为她担心。
So I was worried for her.
我也跟她父母亲也在讲这件事。
I was talking with her parents about it.
这个出去啊，是很让人担心的。
Once she's gone, it is very worrisome.
很简单的说。
So I put it simply.
那么这个的确，他父母亲也很担心。
For sure, her parents also worried.
也听见很多的话。
And heard many words.
不是从学校来的。
Not coming from the school.
是亲戚来的。
But from her relatives.
这个话那个话。
This word and that word.
在他里头更加担心。
And they are more troubled than worried.
担心到一个地步。
To the extent.
他没有办法。
They're powerless.
你没办法在限制他又那么远。
Powerless to restrict her because it's so far away.
所讲的话他都知道了，所以讲也没用。
Whatever you say, she already knew.
但是还是在
no use. But praise the Lord.
我们只有一个法宝。
We have only one.
是的，人的能力都用尽了。
We have exhausted all means.
逼着我们到主面前来。
And it forces us to the Lord.
她母亲有一次告诉我说。
So her mother once told me.
她一直为她祷告。
She always prayed for her.
何时的祷告？
Desperately praying.
整夜在那儿祷告。
All night long she prayed for her.
睡不着觉。
She could not sleep.
为她女儿在担心。
Because she was troubled for her daughter. Praying all night.
感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，主实在是信实的。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord is faithful.
主听着祷告的。
He hears. He's God who hears prayers.
在这里祷告
，because there's one praying，
那么主就在那边做，开始做。
And the Lord was working at the other place。
那主做的工作是那么的奇妙。
The Lord's work is so wonderful。
那儿简单
，so simple。
一下子这个孩子完全转变过来。
Suddenly the child is turned around。
一次，其实他很不简单的说，他遇见了主。
Simply put, she encountered the Lord。
那么也是遇到别同学们有一点帮助。
Of course, it's due to the help of her classmates.
那么有一个同学就问他你得救没得救啊？
One classmate asked her, "Have you ever been saved?"
哎，我得救了。
So of course I'm saved.
他说你什么时候得救的
？When were you saved?、
哎、我不晓得我什么时候得救。
I don't know when I was saved.
那么我从小就信，是不是就信了
？I believed as a child.
我一直都是参加聚会的。
I always attended meetings.
我的父母都信主的。
My parents are believers.
我的祖父是为了主在牺牲的殉道的。
My grandfather was martyred because of the Lord.
那我常常都参加聚会的。
I often attend meetings.
那我将来一定是要到天堂里头去。
For sure, one day I'll go to heaven.
是照着圣经所说的。
Because it's according to the Bible.
那么他有圣经根据啊。
And she's got the proof in the Bible.
那么弟兄，倒是很好。
the other brother.
他说你信神是不错。
So it's okay you believe in God.
但是你知道雅各书第二章说魔鬼也信。
But James chapter 2 says the devil also believed God.
但他不能得救啊。
But he cannot be saved.
那这句话就进到他里面去。
And this word entered into her.
哎呀，我这信老半天，结果到末了不得救。
I thought I believed, but at the end I'm not even saved.
不能到天堂里去。
I cannot go to heaven.
那怎么办？
What happened to me?
心里就有一点害怕。
She was troubled in her heart.
但有一次那个聚会，在聚会上聚会之后。
Once after a meeting.
她自己回到自己房间里。
She went back to her room to pray.
她就以往我也不知道我到底得救没得救。
Before she never knew whether or not she was saved.
主，今天我把我自己一生都交给你。
She said, "Today I commit my whole life to you."
让你哎掌管我的一生。
That you would rule and reign over my life.
当她这样祷告的时候。
As she prayed in this way,
她里头在遇见了。
She encountered the Lord inwardly.
当她这样一转向主的时候。
As she turned,
主就当然转向她。
The Lord turned to her.
她也碰到主。
She met the Lord.
她眼泪在一直流，一直流。
And she was weeping.
从那时候开始
From that time,
奇妙的一件事情
Wonderfully,
他说整个人的心情改变了
My whole heart is changed.
他实在是盼望将他从前是盼望在世界里好好享受一番
Formerly, she sought to enjoy the world.
现在他不要了
Now she doesn't want it.
你要跟他讲 不要爱世界
If you talk to her about love not the world,
真是听不进去
She formerly, she could not accept that.
当然你们现在年纪老了你们说不爱世界
Of course you say that because you're old.
你们都享受过了。
You have already enjoyed the world.
太年轻。
I'm young.
那我还没有享受过。
I have not yet enjoyed the world.
你叫我不爱世界。
You tell me not to love the world.
我不爱世界。
Not love the world.
这个可能他那时候他会这样的回答你。
Maybe she would have responded such a way.
但是弟兄姊妹。
Friends, sisters.
当这样的主这样向他显现。
When the Lord manifested in this way.
遇见了主。
When she met the Lord.
不仅是他受感动。
Not only she was touched.
他眼泪都流下来。
She was weeping.
并且他里头的感觉都改变。
Her feeling changed.
她不再要这个世界。
She no longer wanted the world.
虽然她的前途是非常的有前途的，可以说是。
Even though her future is very bright.
很好的一个学校里头在读书。
She attends a very famous college.
很有前途的一个孩子。
She's full of future.
现在得到一个比世界更好、更宝贵的。
Now she received one which is far better in the world.
她就把这次好的完全给放下。
And she laid aside the second best.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Everyone's sister.
我希望以后能够把这个翻译出来，那个能在同心上头。
I hope later on to translate this letter and publish it.
因为我还没得他同意。
But I have not gained her approval.
等他同意之后，我就要把那个整个 story 都等出来。
Once she approves, I want to print it.
实在是非常的欢喜。
It is very joyful.
我们姊妹这样的转变。
But our sisters have such a turn.
从那时开始，她喜欢传福音。
From this point on, she enjoys preaching the gospel.
带领一些人蒙恩得救。
She brings people to be saved.
从来没有尝到这种味道。
She never tasted such.
她一从前以为为主做一点事情都是在那里尽点责任和本分，这反正都是很勉强的。
Formerly, she thought to do something was to be responsible to do something.
我们常说来帮帮主忙了。
Her concept was to help God.
她现在真是把这就上帝所写的诗歌甘心乐意献给主。
Now, as the hymn says, she offer herself willingly, offer her whole youth and life,
为着主来使用
for the Lord's work.
也尝到那个带领人得救那个喜乐
And she has tasted the joy of bringing people to salvation.
她说那个带人的传福音实在是件非常宝贵的一件事
And she said, preaching the gospel is a very precious thing.
叫我们在属灵生理上能够有长进。
That our spiritual life will grow.
说亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们主的显现
，the Lord's manifestation，
我们对主的认识
，our knowledge of the Lord，
是神把他儿子启示到我们里面。
It is when God reveals His Son.
非常重要的一件事。
It is such an important matter.
我们若是没有和主交通的话
，unless we fellowship with the Lord，
神就想把他儿子启示给我们。
Even the Lord wishes to reveal His Son，
也是没有机会的。
He has no opportunity.
说亲爱的弟兄姊妹。总要给主一个机会。
The verse is, we must afford the Lord the opportunity.
给主一个说话的机会。
Give him the opportunity.
给主一个向我显现的机会。
Opportunity to reveal.
若是我们常常听见主的声音。
We often hear his voice.
我们看见主的荣耀。
And seeing his glory.
我们的光景有何等大的改变。
Our condition will change.
不是我们来遵行律法。
Not that we're here to obey law.
也不是来教导任何人的教导。
Or men's teaching.
也不是一篇两篇好的信息。
Or one or two good messages.
乃是我们遇见了主。
But is that we have met the Lord.
主他就是我们的拯救。
He is our salvation.
所有遇见主的人。
All those who met the Lord.
都是那样受主的吸引。
Are attracted by the Lord.
就像我们弟兄说讲的主呼召两个门徒。
As our Lord said, as the brother said, the Lord called his brother.
是的，呼召四个门徒。
He called four disciples.
那是在马太福音第四章里面。
Recorded in John chapter 4.
主就是在那行走。
As the Lord walked,
没有行神迹奇事
he did not perform miracles,
也没有做什么很大不了不起的一件事
he didn't do any great thing,
让他们感觉稀奇
that they would marvel,
就没有做这件事
no, the Lord didn't do that,
就是轻轻地说句话
he only said one word lightly,
来跟从我
come and follow me,
我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样
I will make you fishes of men,
弟兄姊妹这话我们听了很多遍了
Brothers, we have heard this many times,
在上面身上不发生作用
But they are effectless. 当主
那样向他们显现。
When the Lord manifests himself.
当主的话语那样进到他里面的时候。
When the word came into them.
就产生出另一个力量。
It produces a power.
那使他们就撇弃了父亲，撇弃了船，撇弃了欲望，撇弃了他们以往所有的。
That causes them to forsake their boat, their nets, and everything that they have.
来跟从主。
To follow the Lord Jesus.
Oh, 亲爱的兄弟，我们真是需要主的显现。
We need the Lord's manifestation.
或者他开启我眼睛，给我们看见他。
That He will open our eyes to see Him.
或者他开通我们的耳朵，使我们能听见他。
Or He opens our ears that we may hear Him.
亲爱的弟兄，
也不然是。
我们的光景有很大的。
Our condition will be changed.
不需要我们自己用多少有什么力气。
It needs no struggle.
也不需要我们做什么事。
Doesn't need us to do anything.
一切都是他的恩典。
All is because of His grace.
就是他所成就的。
His accomplishment.
那第四种的经历
Fourth experience.
就是爱的经历
Experience of love.
我们真是我们遇见了主
Once we met the Lord.
那结局我那个结果就是爱
The result is love.
每一次你和主有了真实交通之后
Each time you have true fellowship with the Lord.
那到末了从此里面充满了爱
At the end you're always full of love.
很多时候我们过不去的事情
Many things cause us not us to stumble.
我们遇见主我们过去的
But as we encounter the Lord, we're able to pass through.
我们和人大人过不去的。
Many times we cannot have difficulty with man as we met the Lord.
问题完全解决了。
Problems are solved.
不在于我们理智。
It is not up to our running or willing.
我说我刚刚得救的时候的故事。
I'll tell you my experience when I was saved.
那时候弟兄们讲到弟兄相爱。
Brothers talk about brotherly love.
我听得很对。
I felt it was good.
说很可能我听的时候会在点头。
And possibly I was nodding my head.
应该是弟兄相爱的。
Yes, brothers should love each other.
那么因为我得救之后就碰到弟兄不管认识不认识啊只要他是弟兄就是从心里都爱他。
Because after I was saved, I met someone I would love him.
说弟兄讲的时候你正好把我里头的那个故事讲出来。
So when the brothers shared such, he was sharing my own story.
先我很受感动。
So I was very touched.
我从今之后我要更加那弟兄相爱。
From now on, I will redouble my effort for brotherly love.
这样立志定位之后。
As I determined this way.
那有一天就发生一件事。
One day something happened.
就是一个弟兄呢在那里不晓得什么事情得罪了我。
A certain brother offended me.
那我怎么赦免都赦免不过去。
I cannot forgive him.
我是想爱他呀但是爱不来。
I tried to love him, I couldn't.
一直爱不来。
Not only I couldn't love him.
我想起从前好多的好多的事。想起从前好多好多的事。
I remember many, many things.
本来都本来都忘记了。
I had forgotten.
就那个时候了都想起
来。But at that juncture, I remember everything.
他那对我态度怎样。
No wonder he treated me such a way.
怪不得他这样讲话。
No wonder he said that to me.
怪不得他做这样的事情。
No wonder he did such to me.
越想越气。
The more I thought about it, the more angrier I became. I could not love him.
爱不爱你又不平安。
But I had no peace.
那主说要弟兄相爱。
Because the Lord says brotherly love.
又爱不来。
I could not love.
那我就对主说呀。
So I told the Lord.
我说主啊。
Lord.
所有弟兄都可爱的。
All the brothers are lovely.
只有这一个。
Except this one.
除了这个之外，我都能爱的。
Aside from this one, I can love all.
我实在是不认识我自己。
I did not know myself.
哦，亲爱的兄弟。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们只能爱我们自己所爱的。
We could only love those who are lovely.
能够爱我们所不爱。
We could not love those who are not lovely to us.
我们只能爱和我们志同道合的。
We love those who are the same as us.
我们不能爱那反对我们抵挡。
We cannot love those who are oppose us.
是有条件。
Because our love is conditional.
我们爱是暂时的。
Our love is temporal.
弟兄姊妹，那个爱那不是我们的爱。
That is not our love.
主说你们要彼此相爱。
The Lord said love each other.
那个爱那是主的爱。
That is God's love.
弟兄姊妹，主的爱是没有条件的。
God's love is unconditional.
他不仅是爱雅各、约翰。
He not not only loved John and James.
他也爱彼得。
He loved Peter.
他也爱犹大。
He loved Judah.
犹大是要卖主耶稣的。
Judas was one who betrayed the Lord.
从开头主耶稣就知道谁要卖他。
From the beginning, the Lord knew he would betray him.
主拣选门徒的时候，花了那么长的时间祷告。
So when the Lord chose his disciples, he spent much time in prayer.
整夜那么在祷告。
He prayed all night long.
难道他还不知道那么什么人是他神所拣选的吗？
Did he not know whom he would choose?
何必那么多的祷告？
Why spend so much time praying?
很可能有一件事情啊，是他很难决定的。
I believe possibly one thing causes him to be undecided. Whether or not to choose Judah.
所以整夜在那祷告。
And that's why he spent all night in prayer.
清楚主的意思，神的意思啊。
To be clear of God's desire.
他就拣选犹大了。
And afterwards he chose Judah.
开头主就知道了。
So from the beginning he knew he would betray him.
主都犹大没有第二个两样的态度。
He did not treat Judas differently.
他怎样爱其他门徒？
How he loved the other disciples.
他也照样爱犹大。
He loved him the same way.
甚至要比爱别门徒还要爱他。
Even he loved Judas more than the other disciples.
因为主体贴他的软弱。
Because the Lord was considerate of his weaknesses.
他是喜欢钱的一个人。
He is the one who loved money.
主就是他爱钱。
The Lord knew he loved money.
所以主就把钱袋交给他。
So the Lord gave him the money back.
要是我们的话，我们一定不叫他。
If it is us, we will never give that to him.
管会计不能找这样人管的。
We cannot hire such an accountant.
一个贪钱人呢，你又找他管会计，很糟糕了。
The one who lost money, if you hire him as accountant, you'll be in trouble.
主就把钱来交给他。
But the Lord committed the money back to him.
为什么交给他呢？
Why did he give it to him?
拿钱呢，自由一点。
Because he would have the freedom to take money.
不必去偷。
He didn't have to steal.
在别人手里还要想办法偷。
If the money box is in someone else's possession, he would steal.
这个、
and he would commit sin.
可以随便拿钱啊。
And this way, he doesn't have to steal. He can take freely. The Lord loves him. Even at the very end.
他甚至于用情人的暗号卖主耶稣这种。
Even when Judas used kissing the Lord as a sign.
仍然称他做朋友。
The Lord still called him as a friend.
朋友。
Friend.
你用亲嘴的爱好暗号卖人子吗？
Do you use kissing as a sign to sell your Lord?
你这是朋友，而且最亲密的称呼。
You know, friend is the most intimate.
末了，主对门徒们说。
The Lord told the disciples.
我不再称你们做门徒。
I do not call you disciples anymore.
我要称你们做朋友。
I call you as friend.
因为你们从起初就与我同在。
Because you were with me from the beginning.
所以你看见那个是很亲密的称呼。
So you see, that's an intimate calling.
当他那样卖主耶稣。
When Judas betrayed the Lord,
仍然爱他。
The Lord still loved him.
他的爱那是坚定不移的爱。
His love is a steadfast love.
那是永远的爱。
It's eternal love.
弟兄姊妹，若不是他弃绝的话
，Unless he
照样主死也是为了他死的。
Unless he betrayed, if not for the fact he betrayed him, the Lord would still die for him.
接受主的话。
If he received the Lord Jesus,
照样主在拯救他。
The Lord would still save him.
就是永远不改变的爱。
The Lord uses unchangeable love.
坚定不移的爱。
Steadfast love.
非常可惜一件事。
But regrettably,
他没有机会接受主。
He did not have opportunity to receive the Lord.
出去在自杀，上吊死掉。
He went out and hanged himself.
哦，亲爱的兄弟。
He runs his.
这是基督的爱。
This is the love of Christ.
主说我给你们不是一条新命令。
That's why he said, I did not give you a new command.
乃是叫旧的命令。
But an old command.
旧的命令就说出主神起初的心意。
Old commandment speaks about God's original desire.
就是让我们这样。
In the beginning, the Lord wants us to be such.
爱邻舍。
That we love our neighbors.
爱人如己。
Love our neighbors as yourself.
新约里头，主再说，我赐给你一条新命令。
The Lord in the New Testament says, I give you a new command.
彼此相爱。
That you will love one another.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
主说不是一条新命令。
The Lord says this is not a new command.
然后又说，我赐给你们是一条新命令。
Then he said, I do give you a new command.
你这样说又那样说呢？
Why did the Lord flip flop?
不是一条新命令。
It is not a new commandment.
那说甚至起初心就是这样。
That points to God's original intention.
是一条新命令。
It is a new commandment.
这个心不是新旧的心。
This is not a new or old.
这个心乃是的性质，那个是更是不一样的。
It is as far as a new in quality.
那个爱不是人的爱。
It is not man's love.
不是天然的爱。
Not a natural love.
那个爱乃是神的爱。
It is God's love.
那是我们主的爱。
The Lord's love.
就把这个命令给我们。
The Lord gave us this command.
靠我们自己来感情的爱。
By our own fleshly love.
乃是靠着主耶稣基督。
It is not, but it is by the Lord's love.
不是我们爱。
Not that we love.
乃是 他的爱从上彰显出来。
But his love manifests out of us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers,
我们若是不和主交通的话，
if we do not fellowship with the Lord,
我们若是没有分享到主的爱，
if we have not shared his love,
我们怎么能用这样的爱去爱别人？
How can we love others with this love?
从前我记得有一位年轻的姊妹，
Once I remember a young sister,
散会之后她就来问我。
After meeting, she came to ask me.
她说魏弟兄，有一位姊妹我一直都过不去。
Brother Wei, there's one sister I'm stumbled.
我是不能爱她的。
I cannot love her.
任何人我都可以，和我差不多。
Everybody else I can love.
她不能爱她。
She's like me.
她过不去。
She is stumbled over this matter.
我说你多少时间没有亲近主了？
I asked her, how many times have you not drawn nigh to God?
不是需要，你是爱这位姊妹。
It is not up to you to love this sister.
你还是需要，你让主把你多爱几下。
You need to allow the Lord to love you.
让主的爱充满在你里面。
To allow the Lord to fill up in you.
自然而然，你都爱你。
You see, spontaneously, you'll be able to love that sister.
弟兄姊妹，爱的经历乃是从交通的产生。
This is the experience of love is produced out of fellowship.
我们和主的交通基本的经历。
This is the basic fellowship.
主的光照亮我们。
The Lord, the light of the Lord enlightens us.
洗净我们。
His blood cleanses us.
主的灵把他自己启示在我们里面。
His spirit reveals himself in us.
让我们充满了主的爱。
So that we'll be filled with the Lord's love.
好让我们能把主自己能彰显出来。
That we can manifest the Lord's love.
我讲的是很零碎，对不起。
I'm sorry.